Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Now.
On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
And we are back one more time for hour number three on this beautiful Thursday. Well, it's somewhat beautiful, I guess, on Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. We were getting reports, and someone did confirm this, by the way. Had a caller drop in, and then a texter confirmed it. There was some light rain going from Pensacola to Pace.
Yeah, we thank you so much for that.
Haven't had any rain around here yet, not in our neck of the woods.
Still waiting for it.
Yeah, but I'm sure it'll get here eventually. Better late than never, or actually worse late than never. But nonetheless, just a little bit of rain, nothing too bad. Very happy to report on that. And also, as you'll find out hopefully in a few minutes, the traffic also has been very forgiving this evening.
Yeah, thank goodness for that. Austin, we've been checking the flight board, of course, at PNS today. If you got to pick somebody up on a flight that's coming into Pensacola Airport, well, let me just tell you, right now, departures, arrivals, targeting Central Florida airports, they're all closed, except Orlando. I take that back.
Yes.
Orlando is still open. But Tampa International, they ceased operations early this morning. St. Pete, Clearwater International also closed. So if you have somebody coming up, and I'm looking at the flight board right now, it's nasty. It's nothing pretty about this. Flights are just running terribly late across the board. The moral of my story is if you have to pick somebody up, call the air carrier first and get a defined time so you don't have to pay any extra parking charges out there. But there's all the flights coming up out of Tampa. The Miami flights are okay. Storm's not hitting Miami. So Miami flights are good. American Airlines servicing that one. They've got one coming up at 6:30 landing wheels down, 3387 out of Miami. Other than that, the flights coming up, the Spirit flights and all coming up out of Tampa, Fort Lauderdale airports, Orlando. Well, Orlando, like I said, still operating. They're coming, but check the boards first. That's the moral to that story.
Also here locally, a 58-year-old Pensacola man is dead after a motorcycle crash on Mobile Highway. Happened early this morning. The rider took the North New Warrington entrance ramp but went off the road and hit a tree. EMS pronounced the man dead at the scene of the crash, and FHP is investigating.
Okay, Robert Bender. You know, remember we had Robert on here. He's the standing supervisor of elections. Says it's getting pretty darn busy around 221 Palafox Place. Sonia Daniel, deputy supervisor of elections, confirms the distribution of civilian ballots now underway. Those are targeting those who have vote by mail request. Florida law establishes a window for mailing civilian ballots between 40 and 33 days prior to the election.
And power crews, of course, staging at the Pensacola Fairgrounds this morning ahead of their response to Hurricane Helene. And it was hundreds of workers with FPL and other electrical contractors. And, of course, this isn't their first rodeo. These workers are familiar with the area that they'll be responding to, which will help in getting power restored as fast as they can. But, man, I saw footage of it this morning, Chris, and it was. I mean, if you were at the fairgrounds, just all these power line trucks just lined up one by the other.
Pretty impressive. I like that.
Yeah.
Looks pretty darn nice. Hey, let me get this. I want to squeeze this one in here, if you don't mind. Lawyers for former President Trump arguing before a New York State appeals court that a fraud judgment against their client should be tossed. More from Fox's Grinnell Scott.
Attorney John Sauer told the five-judge panel the $454 million verdict on business fraud liability was based in part on New York Attorney General Letitia James using financial records beyond a statute of limitations.
We're going to go all the way back in time and assign crippling financial liability for transactions that concluded again in 2011 and 2012.
Judith Vail for the state AG's office argued the public market was hurt by the fraud in totality.
Because they are not understanding the risks, they are not pricing them in properly, and they are not prepared for what might happen if the true risks come to pass.
Former President Trump maintains his asset valuations were legal. In New York City, Grinnell Scott, Fox.
Oh, cut him off. Sorry there. Your time's up. Alrighty, but yes, from Fox News, of course. Thank you very much for that. Let's see. Also wanted to touch on this. The American Red Cross in Florida's capital city, of course, as communities get ready for Helene. The organization relying on FAMU's Al Lawson Center as a shelter for the general public, and FSU's Donald L. Tucker Civic Center opened as a refuge facility earlier today for registered students who live off campus.
A very important court case happening here in Pensacola Friday. A jury is going to begin deliberations to determine if domestic abuse was the primary reason behind a murder in Santa Rosa County. The trial of U.S. Navy Chief Petty Officer Bree Kuhn is now underway. Kuhn is charged with the first-degree premeditated murder of her husband, Colin Turner, after allegedly shooting him four times while he was locked in a garage back in 2021. Kuhn alleges her husband had been abusive since his medical discharge from the Marine Corps. So that's something. Do you ever watch, have you been keeping up with the, they were doing this production of the movie Rust and Mr. Baldwin was held liable and things going. There's a new chapter. If this thing has not passed on yet, they're still pulling skeletons out of the closet. There's a new chapter in the fatal Rush shooting. Just check this out.
A New Mexico judge heard arguments about whether the film's armorer, Hannah Gutierrez-Reed, should have her criminal conviction tossed. Gutierrez-Reed was found guilty in March for involuntary manslaughter for the 2021 incident in which Alec Baldwin was rehearsing with a revolver when it went off, killing the film cinematographer and injuring the director. Baldwin was also tried on the same charge, but his case was dismissed because evidence was withheld by police and prosecutors from the defense. Now Gutierrez-Reed argues that her conviction should be tossed on the same grounds. The judge in the case will rule next week on whether to toss her guilty verdict or order a retrial. Anna Eliopoulos, Fox News.
All righty. Thank you very much. Just past 6:15 here, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Actually, our first for this hour. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Bank of America. Bank of America has powerful digital solutions for local and global businesses so that you can make every move matter. You can visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. Again, that is bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness. Looking at the roads here, been a very, very passive evening on the roads. Very happy to report that. Had an accident report on Pine Forest Road if you were traveling northbound towards 9 Mile, but most of the congestion caused by that has seemingly cleared out, so that shouldn't hold you up for long. As for the weather, it's overcast and breezy here in Pensacola. 74 degrees right now, low of 68 tonight. Still got the end of a wind advisory kind of lingering around a bit, along with a coastal flood advisory and high surf warning that will bleed into your Friday. But when it just comes to temperature and sky, it looks like Friday is going to be nothing short of beautiful. High of 84, low of 72, with clear sunny skies and maybe some slight breeziness here and there.
Okay, Helene, Cat 4, 130 miles per hour, sustained winds, 155 gusting winds, and it is just absolutely smacking the west coast of Florida with storm surge right now. Some of the B-roll we saw 2 hours ago, Austin, they showed this, of course, it's the causeway in Tampa Bay. And then the Sunshine Skyway Bridge, they were all fine. There was some, a little bit of water. They're underwater now, just totally gone. So the storm surge is taking a heavy toll right now on the Tampa Bay, Clearwater, Sarasota, Fort Myers area down in central Florida. Here, it just to be, it is a preventative measure. Navarre Beach Pier closing at 7 o'clock tonight. This is due to potential weather conditions. Gulf Islands National Seashore closed the Fort Pickens area today. Pensacola Bay City Ferries canceled that tonight. Sunset Cruise, it returns tomorrow, and NAS Pensacola is closed to the public today, reopening Friday morning.
All righty, just about 6:20 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we got Governor Kathy Hochul, her thoughts, or perhaps lack thereof, regarding this Mayor Eric Adams situation. Details on that and more after the break.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
You depend on your vehicle.
Come on, come on. Already.
And you need a good auto shop to depend on as well. That shop is A1 Auto and Diesel Repair, now open on North W Street. They guarantee the lowest rates in Pensacola, and they offer a 2-year national warranty on all of their work. Their certified mechanics have got you covered. No matter the problem, one call does it all. 850-285-0958. A1 Auto and Diesel Repair, 4414 North W Street, Pensacola.
Hey, can you blow up some balloons for Jack's party?
I can't. I'm so congested.
You need Sinex Saline from Vicks.
Sinex Saline Nasal Spray?
Yeah, just Sinex. Breathe.
Sinex Saline instantly clears everyday congestion associated with colds and year-round allergies with a gentle, ultra-fine mist that's no mess and easy to control.
Daddy, we need more balloons!
On it!
Enjoy life's important moments without congestion. Try Sinex Saline from Vicks. Just Sinex. Breathe. Use as directed.
Fall is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs, cool weather color, and of course, winter vegetables. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got the answers on the News Radio Garden Line. every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, and Barnes Feed Store.
This is Pastor Carl Gallups of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, Spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church." For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
Boogie Inc. is the Gulf Coast leader in personality DJ entertainment. If you're planning a wedding, why not use the best entertainment for less? Their personality DJs perform over 100 weddings each year. They'll make your wedding reception one you and your guests will remember for many years to come. Call Boogie Inc. at 850-438-1660 or go to BoogieInc.com. Boogie Inc. is the Gulf Coast leader in personality DJ entertainment. Remember, wherever Boogie goes, a party's bound to follow.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10 before WEAR TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Just about 6:25 here. We'll get things started with another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Let's see, looking at the roads here, didn't have too much going on. That appears to still be the case now. It's been a very smooth sailing evening. So if you're dealing with any issues, wherever you may be, they hopefully shouldn't hold you up for long. Unless you're getting off in Navarre Beach. We got some heavy backups there. But Pensacola Beach looks fine. As for the weather, it's 74 degrees in Pensacola, overcast skies, a low of 68 tonight. As we get into tomorrow, it should be a rather pretty day, high of 84 and a low of 72. And want to touch on this real quick, as I hinted at it before the break. Governor Kathy Hochul, who has the power to remove New York City Mayor Eric Adams as he reels from a federal indictment, is staying fairly quiet. According to the New York Times, the governor is assessing the charges against Adams and mulling the decision, adding that her number one responsibility is to make sure that the people of the city and state are served.
It comes as no surprise. That did not surprise me one little bit.
You know, she's just trying to stay out of it.
Absolutely. You know, a couple of days ago, I had a chance to speak to Eric Gilmore, head of public safety over to Escambia County. We were talking about they spend a lot of their darn time dispelling myths about storms. They, you know, everybody on social media is an expert, but a lot of folks having to listen to this stuff and then start to believe it, and it's not accurate.
Right.
That's the lead-in to me welcoming in WFTS meteorologist Greg D. He's down in Tampa, ABC affiliate down there. They've got a situation down there where social media is playing against the odds, and I'll let him talk about it. Greg D. from WFTS in Tampa.
All right, let's address a couple of things here. Folks are telling me, or we're getting lots of comments, this thing is turning east. It's not turning. There is no turning with this storm. What it was doing is it started with a north motion yesterday, and now the motion is more northeast. That was always in the forecast. Had it passed the Yucatan and headed straight north, it would have hit Destin. That's where it was south of. It needed to start moving north-northeast in order to make that track toward the Big Bend. The white here is the cone from the hurricane center. This is a visible satellite picture of the eye. The eye right now is right in the center of that cone. And as the eye wall collapses and the new one forms, it's going to wobble probably in this cone. But there is no turn to the east. This is not turning toward the Florida West Coast. There are no mechanisms in the atmosphere right now that would cause it to do that. This is not going to make a 90-degree turn. I mean, in the next couple of hours, it's going to be at the latitude of, in the next few hours, it's going to be at the latitude of Tampa. Once it passes your latitude, it's not turning towards you. I mean, Fort Myers, it's already west of Fort Myers, and it's going to continue. It'll wobble. Sure, it might go on the right side of this cone, which would mean a track a little closer to the Florida West Coast. But that does not, in any meaningful way, change the conditions that we're expecting here. The forecast that you went to bed with last night is the same exact forecast that we've got right now. These low pressures wobble back and forth. They're not tied to being in a certain location. They change size and shape and forward speed. It's an ever-evolving system, so we're going to be just fine. This hurricane, it is big. We're going to respect it. It's going to pass to our west. There's nothing that I see in the forecast that's going to change that in any meaningful way for us. I think it's very important to remember. I understand there's a lot of anxiety with this. You're seeing the data. You're hitting refresh on your feed. All these images are coming up. Simplify your sources.
All right. Greg D., meteorologist down at WFTS in Tampa, the ABC affiliate down there. We thank them for the audio bite there. But see, there are other stories besides just the winds, the rains, and the storm surge.
Right.
There's the craziness from social media.
Yeah, just trying to assure everyone, hey, listen.
But you know, everything's true on everything's true on the internet, and everything's true on social media.
Absolutely. Yeah, duh, am I right?
Must know that.
Also, just wanted to touch on this. It's kind of a sports story, but it serves as like an intro to that segment. The Portland Trail Blazers honoring basketball legend Bill Walton with a special band on their uniforms this season. Of course, he passed away back in May at the age of 71.
I used to watch him at UCLA.
Yeah, he was a stud. The jersey band features a uniquely Walton tie-dye design with his number 32 number in white, and the Blazers will hold Bill Walton tribute night on March 9th. Fans are encouraged to wear tie-dye and will receive a special tie-dye headband in Walton's classic style. Yeah, you know, half sports, half wholesome there. That's pretty cool.
I used to watch him. I had a friend in Los Angeles whose dad had season tickets to all the Bruins games. This is when John Wooden was the head coach of the Bruins, and then he was playing on the team. Wooden developed the backboard shot in basketball. That's how I used to teach all the team members. Now it's all slam, dam, boom, boom, boom. You know, but he used to shoot the ball and use the trajectory of the angles of the backboard. And that's how he taught his players. Mm. John Wooden was an amazing, the Wizard of Westwood.
Oh, yeah, no, he was, I mean, because, he was their head coach when UCLA
and I
was.
I got a chance to watch it, you know.
We
went
in a ton of titles, right, back in like the 60s.
Absolutely, the 60s. Yeah, late 60s. And so,
unbelievable.
And it was just, I was lucky to have met this guy. He was my TD director, technical director. And he said, well, Dad's a big Bruins fan. I don't care about it. I'll take the So I used to go to the games with his dad all the time.
60s and 70s.
Rocked in Los Angeles.
Was a good time to be a Bruins fan. And especially the 60s, a Boston Celtics fan. That was cool, too.
Oh, it was great. And the 60s, Southern California was magical.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. Hurricane Helene barreling toward northwestern Florida with winds now at 130 miles per hour, also bringing a dangerous storm surge.
A surge that in some places could be 15 to 20 feet high.
words being used by officials in Florida, unsurvivable, an unsurvivable storm surge.
Fox's Steve Harrigan in Crystal River. Vice President Harris says she'll continue to work with Ukraine and ensure it prevails in the war with Russia.
Harris met with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky here as he outlines a victory plan to administration officials.
We also know that other would-be aggressors around the world are watching.
Harris's message is a contrast with former President Trump, who argued this week Ukraine is demolished and should quickly accept a deal to end the war.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. America is listening to Fox News.
With your money now. United Atlantic Ventures, a major shareholder in Trump Media, has offloaded nearly 11 million shares in the company, according to a regulatory filing today. The move left UAV with just 100 shares. That company allowed to sell any of its 5.4% stake in DJT's outstanding shares after a lockup agreement expired last week. UAV is the only known insider to sell off shares since that time. On Wall Street, stocks were higher on the backs of the lowest new unemployment claim total in nearly 4 months, the Dow gaining 260, the S&P 500 setting a fresh record up 23, and the NASDAQ gained 108. Southwest Airlines raising its third quarter revenue forecast today, announcing their board is authorizing $2.5 billion in share buybacks as it tries to fend off activist Elliott Investment Management. That's your money now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by Angie. Angie makes it easier than ever to get your home projects done well. Get started at Angie.com. I didn't think the Cowboys were a playoff team before the season started, but they are clearly better than the Giants. The Cowboys play the Giants tonight to kick off week 4, and Dallas must blow out Big Blue in this one. And if Dallas can't win this game going away, then the problems with the Cowboys are even greater than what I thought they were a month ago. I'm Zach Gelb.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
All right, when it comes to getting life insurance for your family, a lot of excuses can get in the way. But ask yourself this: if something were to happen to me, who would pay the mortgage, the kids' education, and the other bills? Then forget the excuses and check out Ethos Life, the online, easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes. Ethos has rates that you can afford, like a $500,000 policy for a 40-year-old male starting at $1 a day or $30 a month with a few health questions and no medical exam. Get your free quote right now at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com. Not available in all states. Rates do vary.
Hey, Dave Ramsey here. You've heard me talk about one car dealership in Pensacola, Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. Folks, new cars lose 11% of their value the second you drive them off the lot. So for years, Frontier Motors has been saving Pensacola residents thousands of dollars by getting them into the best previously owned vehicles. And thousands of people have enjoyed Frontier Motors' no hassle, no pressure experience. Just the best slightly used vehicles in town at a fair price. But don't take my word for it. Look around, and you'll start noticing all the Frontier Motors decals and tags. They're everywhere. So if you're in the market for a vehicle, do yourself a favor and see the friendly folks and the huge inventory at Frontier Motors. You can't miss them. Just look for the big buffalo on the lot. That's Frontier Motors at 230 Beverly Parkway. And don't forget to tell them Dave Ramsey said hey.
Seeking the pulse of economic strength?
The Port of Pensacola is more than a name. It's the driving force behind Northwest Florida's progress. Home to over 20 major businesses, from C-Mex Materials to General Electric Wind Energy, and now the world-renowned American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, they've been a catalyst for prosperity and growth. Ready to shape the future? Visit portofpensacola.com and discover how they power the region's success.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in this Monday morning at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Next time on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Afternoons are better on News Radio 92.3. Top trending stories, financial news, sports, flight information, interviews, traffic, and the most accurate five-day forecast. This is Chris Bryant along with Austin Price. It's Pensacola Right Now. Happens just after 4 on News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Weekdays 4 till 7 on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. All righty, just past 6:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Doesn't appear to be too much going on the roads here. It's been a pretty smooth sailing hour, so if you are dealing with backups wherever you may be, they hopefully shouldn't hold you up for too long, unless you're getting off of Navarre Beach. That's still kind of dealing with some backups, but that is decreasing. As for the weather, it's 74 degrees. Still got that high surf warning and coastal flood advisory, both bleeding into Friday. But outside of those little hiccups, Friday should be a pretty beautiful day. High of 84, low of 72. Sunny with a breeze, mostly clear skies.
Okay, no rain as of yet, and I'm liking that because I could really do without the rain when I make my trek across the Garcon Bridge this afternoon. So keep holding it off. We've had a good day so far, haven't we?
Yeah.
Let me touch on this real quickly for you. Two area high school football games have been postponed. We talked about these for, I guess, 2 days ago, about there's a possibility these games may not happen on Friday night because of the proximity to the teams we're talking about. We're talking about Mosley out of Panama City and Bay out of Panama City.
Right.
Both Milton and Pensacola High were scheduled to play those teams. Milton now will host Panama City, Mosley, 6 p.m. Monday at Panther Stadium. Pensacola High hosts Panama City Bay, also Monday, 7 p.m. at Scoggins Stadium. Have you ever heard them relocating these games on a Monday night?
It doesn't happen often, no. If it happens at all.
Well, it's happening. The only other known change of the week, and we have informed you about this rightly so, it's at Tate-Navarre game.
Yep.
7 p.m., Pete Jindal Stadium.
Yes, that's going to be 7 p.m. tomorrow night, yep, on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola, 1330 AM, 99.1 FM.
You want to talk about some high school games while we're just kind of breezing through here on this?
Sure.
Let me get your take on this, if you don't mind. The Navarre-Tate game.
Tate.
Yeah, 5-0.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the thing.
Navarre 1-3.
Typically, you hear about commentators not wanting to give their thoughts on a game, but I'm not a commentator. I'm in the studio halftime show, and Tate is just one of the best teams in the area. So if you ask me who I think will win, the Aggies.
Well, just think about it. When you're doing this show, you're an opinionator.
Right.
So
I give my opinions on college.
There you go. That's,
NFL.
That's what we look for.
Right.
Okay, Pensacola Catholic at Freeport.
Catholic.
Pine Forest is off. They're taking that 2-3 record and silencing it this weekend. They got a bye this week. Booker T. Washington hosts Escambia.
Escambia.
Yep, start its district schedule. Gulf Breeze goes against Niceville.
Niceville.
Pace goes against Crestview.
Pace.
All right, here, let me see. Northview at Escambia County, Alabama.
Northview.
There you go. And touching UWF real quick, they're going to Grand Valley State in Michigan. A Saturday game for a non-conference event. Kickoff 2 p.m. live on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola, 99.15 or 1330 a.m. And then, of course, the FSU game coming up Saturday. Tough test for the Noles defense. FSU will face SMU in Dallas. Pregame at 5, actual kickoff at 7 on News Radio 92.3.
Yeah, that's going to be a tough test for both teams. Grand Valley State, very difficult. And SMU, that's just, you know, you shut down Cal's offense, and that's great. But SMU's is just a teeny tiny bit of an upgrade. Also, speaking of college football, though, former President Trump, of course, we've been hearing about him attending one of the biggest football games of the year this Saturday between Georgia and Alabama, taking place in Tuscaloosa. Well, apparently Trump's going to have a feast waiting for him. This is according to Alabama businessman Rick Mayers, who invited him to the game. Trump has reportedly requested 2 McDonald's Filet-O-Fish sandwiches with cheese, Domino's pizza, stadium hot dogs, and, of course, Diet Coke.
You know, people used to think I was crazy because I love those Filet-O-Fish sandwiches.
I had a couple McDonald's. Just the other night. I think it was last night, actually.
Yeah, that's one thing I do love. And, it's, you know, they taunt it because a lot of times as a Catholic, you can't eat meat on Fridays.
Right.
So, man, that's where I learned. I started just smashing over to Mickey D's, and I got hooked on them.
Right. No, they're pretty good.
There's an NFL football game tonight.
Yes, there is.
We mentioned this, I think, touched on it during our first hour. This is the Dallas-New York game?
Yes, it's the Cowboys going to New York to take on the Giants. That gets underway in 30 minutes, and you can listen to that on ESPN Pensacola as well.
Good, because it is a Prime video game.
Yes.
I won't get a chance to watch it.
Yeah, so if you don't have Prime...
or you don't have the right code number.
But you know what? Even if you do have Prime, go to ESPN Pensacola. Again, that's 99.1 FM, 1330 AM.
Oh, no. That's what I like to do. Especially, you know, I do that on Friday nights with when you guys are doing the football game.
Right.
I put you guys on and listen to that, and then I watch whatever, like if there's a sporting event or so on Friday night, I just turn the sound down and just watch it. And
two birds with one stone.
Absolutely. Yeah. We talked a kind of a version of this. Remember I told you my son... actually put Netflix on my television. I did not know it for 3 years.
Right.
You know, there it was. And
oh, I thought it was Amazon.
It was Amazon Prime. It was part of a package or something.
Oh, gotcha.
So I've got all this kind of stuff. So, but one thing that with Netflix, they started cracking down on like password, you know, pass along passwords and things like that. Well, you know, Disney started thinking that's a pretty good idea. I probably could make some more money off of that. We need another billion or two here. Well, the Mouse House is cracking down on password sharing, and some may already have noticed. Fox's Anna Apopoulos has details.
Starting this week, anyone trying to access a Disney Plus account outside of the primary residence will be given the option to sign up and pay for their own subscription or be added as an extra member to the main account. And only one extra member can be added at a price of $6.99 a month or $9.99 for premium. If someone does decide to get their own account, they are given the option to transfer their profile history and settings. If the message does hit the primary owner, there are options available to verify the main address and account. This paid sharing program plan comes as Disney Plus is set to raise prices on most of its plans next month. A similar password crackdown is set for Hulu and ESPN Plus, also owned by Disney, sometime soon. Anna Eliopoulos. Fox News.
Okay, I forgot to ask you this, and I'm going to just go ahead and call it a senior moment. Daniel Jones still quarterbacking the Giants?
Yes.
Okay, and so we got Dak and Daniel going at it. Who do you think's going to pull out? Because both teams aren't that great.
I got to give it to the Cowboys, because it's like even if they are having a struggling start, they are just a better built team than the Giants. I would
it's
have
amazing
to
what
assume.
Money can do for you.
Well, but you know what? And not only that, but the Cleveland Browns, like the Giants just beat them, right? And they're a better built team. They were a playoff team last year, had DPOY, Miles Garrett.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like, and they achieved that in a pretty tough division. So it's just, I don't know. Maybe the Giants, maybe I'm sleeping on them.
They just have not been a good team for the past 10 years.
No, they really haven't.
I don't care. I mean, I'm not a Giants fan, but...
Just an observation.
You got it. Yeah, absolutely. But I do think that Dallas will definitely dominate that game tonight.
Dallas should. We'll say that much. Rivalries can be tricky, I know. And as you said, the Cowboys have disappointed. But hopefully, yeah, they kind of snap out of it for that
Let's
one at least.
Dak has got his pants on right tonight.
6:45 here. I was looking out back.
What are you pointing at?
Well, that's the thing. I was looking out back. There's no rain. That's been the story around here. There's no rain.
Right.
But no, just looking. I was noticing it's getting pretty dim out there, and I saw some of those trees rustling.
Yeah,
so
it's getting dark. That's why it's getting dim.
No, but I mean, like, look at the shade. I'm not saying it's weather related. I'm just saying it's a different.
But
it's
I'm
a different
also
look.
Seeing no darn rain.
No, there is no rain, as I said before. That's been really the main story in this area. Not much rain. Did have a little bit heading from Pensacola to Pace, but it was pretty light. Haven't heard much else about that. And if there is, it's pretty light stuff. We're not seeing
type stuff.
Yeah, we're not seeing any issues on the roads as a result. Speaking of which, unless you're trying to get off of Navarre Beach, there's not really much going on the roads at this time. As for the weather, just all-encompassing, 74 degrees, overcast skies tonight, low of 68 as we head into your Friday. And then Friday's high is 84 with a low of 72, and it should be a pretty beautiful day. Sunny, maybe with some breeze, and then it's going to be clear skies.
You know, there's just 4 days remaining to experience Pensacola's underground pop culture scene. We talked about this,
right?
Because it's happening during the month of September. They're going to feature early union efforts, anti-war protests, music trends, cultural unrest over the years. It is called Pensacola Underground A to Z Show. Now through Sunday? When's the 1st of October?
The 1st of October is Tuesday.
Tuesday. Jeez, where am I at? anyway, it's on through Tuesday. Now that exhibit is located at 309 Punk House on North 6th Avenue. And I know I've been procrastinating. Yeah, I'm going to make it a point. I promise you. I'm going to make it a point to go down. I want to see it.
Well, the bell's ringing on Wall Street with stocks higher. The market rebounded after yesterday's mixed session following positive news about the economy. Unemployment numbers came in lower than expected, and the final report of second quarter GDP came in unrevised at 3%. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 260 points to 42,175. The S&P 500 rose 23 points to 5745, and the Nasdaq jumped 108 points to 18,190.
6:47, News Radio 92.3. I never thought I'd be doing a Brad Pitt scam warning, you know. Anyway, Pitt doesn't want you to get scammed.
I'm all for that. All right, let's see what we got here.
According to the Spanish government, 5 people were arrested for swindling 2 women out of over $360,000, pretending to be Brad Pitt. The group poses the Oscar winner in messages, contacting them through a fan group, indicating that they wanted to start a romantic relationship, and after gaining their trust, began asking for money for a variety of projects. According to the Spanish Ministry of the Interior, more arrests could be on the way. After hearing the news, Pitt spoke out through his representative, telling Fox News Digital, quote, "This is an important reminder to not respond to unsolicited online outreach, especially from actors who have no social media presence." Anna Eliopoulos, Fox News.
Okay, so I see 3 problems here, Chris.
Oh, go for it.
They mentioned that they implied Brad Pitt there doesn't have a social media presence to begin with, or at least that's the implication I took. So that's one issue. Second is that why would Brad Pitt need money from you? And the third is, if he's looking for love, why would he just text a random person?
He doesn't need to look for love. I've seen his girlfriend.
Well, there's that too.
But my comment was, they didn't define, remember in that story, they were talking about the special projects that they're talking about. What are those special projects? That's what I want to know.
I don't know.
Inquiring minds want to know.
I just don't know, like, why you would assume that that's real. I understand being gullible. I get it. I totally get that stuff. And sometimes I've told you, these scams, they can get more in-depth and more realistic. But, dude, Brad Pitt, hey, I'm texting you. Give me money love.
All right, one thing that is not a scam. Look, this is mumbling under his voice over there.
It's just dumb.
September's Pet Care Awareness Month, a perfect time to reflect on becoming a pet parent. Pet care is a major concern for pet owners across Northwest Florida. Last year, there were more than, get these numbers here, 350,000 dogs and cats admitted to Florida's animal shelters. Before adopting, consider the many elements that go along with pet ownership. And you really have to think about this. Cost of pet supplies, pet illnesses, lab tests, potential high cost of vet bills. Many things go into it. So if you want a furry friend, think about before you make that adoption.
Oh, absolutely. 6:50 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we'll hit that final stretch to send you on your way on this beautiful Thursday of Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. But we also got details on an English rock band getting ready to release their first album in almost 20 years. Got the scoop on that and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Flashlights, check. Camp stove, check. Canned goods, check. Ice chests, check.
Say, what you doing there, neighbor? Going camping?
Not exactly, but it is hurricane season. We've already had a few power outages just with thunderstorms, so I'm getting prepared.
I see. Getting ready for a little indoor camping.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Actually, I don't. We have natural gas from Pensacola Energy at our house, so when the power is out, we still cook up a storm and take hot showers. And since we added the whole house generator, we just keep on like nothing happened.
Must be nice.
It is. Pensacola Energy made it really easy, and we got some great rebates.
How can I get in on that?
Forget indoor camping and get comfortable with natural gas. To learn more about earning up to $3,000 in rebates, call Pensacola Energy at 850-436-5050 or visit PensacolaEnergy.com. We keep on.
Football season's here, so let All Season Service Network tackle your HVAC issues, and you can focus on enjoying the game. All Season Service Network's special financing offer requires zero down on all new American Standard heating and air conditioning systems. Subject to credit approval, see dealer for details. And with 24/7 emergency service, you never have to burn up. All Season Service Network, keeping your home comfortable for the past 50 years and counting, so you never have to miss a moment of the game. Call now or visit online, allseasonservicenet.com.
Trek Bicycle Store of Pensacola is the area's premier bicycle store and full-service repair shop for all makes and models. They specialize in top-notch customer service with the largest selection of e-bikes around. Trek Store has a full line of bike accessories and racks and can fit all riders from a child's first to seniors. Locally owned and operated by Robbie Mott, serving cyclists for over 20 years, you'll experience the best at Trek Bicycle Store of Pensacola, 701 East Cervantes Street, and online at trekstoregulfcoast.com.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Now, back to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
A fighter combi on a hippie trailhead full of zombies.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. 6:53 here. I hinted at this before we went to break. English rock band The Cure getting ready to release their first album in almost two decades. The Rock and Roll Hall of Famers announced Songs of a Lost World will drop November 1st. The lead single, Alone, is available to stream everywhere now, and frontman Robert Smith called the song the track that unlocked the record. Songs of a Lost World is the follow-up to the band's 2008 album, 413 Dream.
I saw that band at Red Rocks in Denver, Colorado. What a show.
It was a good one, huh?
Yeah, if you ever go to Red Rocks in Denver, there's never a bad show up there. Almost ran over Izzy Marley. Bob Marley's son. He was getting out of a tour bus. I was with the Fox TV station, Fox 31 in Denver, and we were covering the event, and they parked the tour buses behind the stage, and we were coming around, so he came out of his tour bus and walked right in front of us. Can you imagine telling 20,000 fans that you just ran over the star of the show?
Yeah, I think you've mentioned that before.
They would be very mad about that one. Hey, home buyers, home sellers, if you're watching those mortgage numbers, I got them for you. Today, Mortgage Daily News is reporting the 30-year rate a little higher, 6.19%. Borrowing cost on the 15-year fixed rate mortgage, a little bit higher also, 5.55%.
Just about time for traffic and weather here. Got a texter coming in saying, it's getting very dark outside with a red hue. Is there something going on with the weather? I do not have cable. I'm on an antenna, and it's not coming in very clear. Yes, and I'll text you confirmation as well, so you got it in writing. But yes, I mentioned the same thing. It's dark. It's gloomy. Of course, we do have overcast skies to begin with. And then with the sun, I guess it's just kind of a sinister look. But we do have a chance of showers tonight, about a 50% chance. And then as we get into tomorrow, it'll decrease to about 30 and then hopefully dissipate for a predominantly beautiful Friday.
There's a old Mariners feeling statement, if you will, and I don't know quite how it goes, but I'll paraphrase. Red skies mean stormy seas or something to that effect.
Well,
so maybe it's
seems like it might be truthful.
Maybe the weather's coming in, you know, it could be it.
Maybe. Yeah.
We're waiting. We haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, we'll
no
see.
No complaints. First
oh, no.
of all, no.
Not
so complaining don't think we're complaining.
All.
No. Keep it away. It's fine.
We do have some minor backups, by the way. This is the roads now. Some minor backups on Scenic. If you are beginning to merge with Highway 90 to head into Pace, but it's very minor, so hopefully it shouldn't hold you up for too long. Outside of that, there's not much going on the roads.
Let me just remind you, if you're on the island right now, Pensacola Beach, Navarre Beach Pier is closing at 7 in just a few minutes. Right now, just for safety purposes, let me just put it like that. Gulf Islands National Seashore closed Pickens today. The Pensacola Bay City Ferry, they canceled tonight's sunset cruise. It'll return tomorrow. NAS Pensacola is closed to the public today, of course, and they will reopen bright and early tomorrow morning.
Had a texter drop in, say, red at night, sailors delight.
There you go, there you
read
go.
Read in the morn, sailors take, red in the morn, sailors take
thank
warn.
Thank you, thank you so much. I knew of something like that.
Or take warn, excuse me. Wow, I butchered that twice.
I know, I used to, I do a lot of fishing out of Destin on the Florida Girl. Mm. And I remember they used to, you'd always hear the old timers.
Yes.
Remember those things as we're waiting to get on the boat. I love fishing. I really.
Let's see here. We touched on this earlier this evening. A homeowner in Wisconsin finding out that sometimes people just got to have their pasta. A woman arrested late Monday in Madison for allegedly breaking into a home and cooking herself a shrimp and pasta dinner. The homeowner obviously called police, saying that she was startled seeing someone walking around inside her house. The suspect, identified as Joanna Lee, answered the door when officers knocked and claimed to have permission to be in the house. The homeowner says she never met the woman before, and she's now in jail facing a burglary charge.
I just love text. I get another right. text here, and it's red sky at night, sailors delight. Red sky in morning, sailors take warning.
Yeah, I'm seeing very similar now they're coming in. Yeah, red skies at night, sailors delight. Yep, I've got people now just dropping in saying the exact same thing.
Good. That must be consensus rules on that one.
All right. Well, yes. Yeah, red sky in morning, sailor take warning. Red sky at night, sailors delight. So, yeah, someone else said that. So that's just inverted.
I think it's red sky at night, sailors delight. Red sky in morning, sailors take warning.
As I said.
That's
this,
the one I believe
this, yeah,
is right.
This texter just had it reversed, but it's the same thing. Nonetheless.
But we appreciate the effort.
We are all honorary sailors. Our sea legs are upon us, everybody.
Oh, well, let's talk about the real sailor for a second.
All right.
A lot of excitement in Parrothead land as pre-sales of the new Jimmy Buffett license plate gets underway. Less than 5 days now, October 1st. Fees from the sale of the plate will be distributed to Singing for Change. Of course, Jimmy found that back in 1995 to provide grants in communities impacted by natural or man-made disasters. And I bet you A1A, which they've now turning over, I think they changed the name on the first to Jimmy Buffett Highway, A1A that runs down the coast, east coast of Florida,
right,
is getting changed to the Jimmy Buffett Highway. Rightly so. I love that 1974 album, A1A.
Absolutely.
Jimmy had hair. Jimmy had a big mustache.
Yeah. Well, and there's a song by him called Pencil Thin Mustache, I believe, which is somewhat ironic. All righty, let's see what we got here. I meant to touch on what was relatively a wholesome story. Let's see if I can find it. Well, I think it was just about the crews that were ready to go at the fairgrounds this morning, showing our responsiveness. I think that was it. Also, the Red Cross, American Red Cross in Tallahassee as communities get ready for Hurricane Helene. So just talking about the responsiveness of the storm.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll paraphrase what he was saying. We had a chance to speak to Scotland Williams today, the emergency manager of over at EOC for Escambia County, talking about getting everybody ready, the staging areas at the fairgrounds, moving out early tomorrow morning, 5 o'clock, heading to Liberty County, along right. with the Sheriff's Department. Our whole team, the Escambia County team is who I'm talking about, hitting the road. And Liberty County, by the way, just east of Leon County, Tallahassee, of course. So we'll be checking in with her as she hits that area in Liberty County. Hey, thanks for listening this afternoon. It's... It's a special treat for you.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.